November 3, 1926. As many acts as we do in the will of God, so many paths do we prepare in order to receive suffrages and purgatory. I continued to live all abandoned in the adorable will. And while I was praying, I thought to myself, how I would like to descend into the prisons of the purging souls and release them all, and in the light of the eternal will, bring them all to the celestial fatherland. At that moment, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, the more the souls who have passed to the other life have been submitted to my will, and the more acts they have done in it, the more paths they have formed in order to receive suffrages from earth. Therefore, the more they have done my will, the more ways of communication they have formed for the goods which are in the church and which belong to me. And there is no path formed by them which does not bring, to some a relief, to some a prayer, to some a diminution of pains. The suffrages walk along these royal paths of my will, to bring to each one the merit, the fruit and the capital that one has formed in my will. So, without it, there are no paths nor means in order to receive suffrages. Even though the suffrages and everything that the church does always descend into purgatory, they go, however, to those who have formed the paths. For the others, who have not done my will, the paths are closed or do not exist at all. If these were saved, it is because at least at the point of death they have recognized the supreme dominion of my will, they have adored it, and have submitted themselves to it. This last act has rescued them, otherwise they could not even be saved. For one who has always done my will, there are no paths for purgatory, his path goes straight to heaven. And one who has recognized my will and has submitted himself to it, not in everything and always, but in great part, has formed so many paths and received so much, that purgatory sends him quickly to heaven. Now, just as the purging souls had to form the paths to be able to receive the suffrages, in the same way, the living, in order to send suffrages, must do my will and form their own paths, so as to make their suffrages ascend into purgatory. If they make suffrages, but they are far away from my will, since the communication with my will is missing, which alone unites and binds everyone, their suffrages will not find the way in order to ascend, the feet to be able to walk, the strength in order to give relief. They will be suffrages without life, because the true life of my will is missing, which alone has the virtue of giving life to all goods. The more the soul possesses of my will, the more value her prayers, her works, her pains, contain. Therefore she can bring more relief to those blessed souls. I measure and give value to everything that the soul can do, according to how much of my will she possesses. If my will flows in all of her acts, the measure I take is immense. Even more, I never stop measuring, and I give it so much value, that its weight cannot be calculated. On the other hand, if one does not care much about my will, the measure is scarce and the value of little importance. And if one does not care at all, as much as the soul may do, I have nothing to measure, and no value to attribute. Therefore, if they have no value, how can they bring relief to those souls in purgatory who recognize nothing, nor can they receive anything, but what my eternal fiat produces? But do you know who can bring all the reliefs, the light that purifies, the love that transforms? One who possesses the life of my will in everything and in whom it dominates triumphantly. This soul does not even need the paths, because by possessing my will, she has the right to all paths. She can go to all points, because she possesses within herself the royal path of my will, in order to go into that deep prison and bring all reliefs and liberations. More so, since in creating man, we gave him our will as special inheritance, and we recognize everything he has done within the boundaries of our inheritance, with which we endowed him. All the rest is not recognized by us, it is not our stuff, nor can we allow anything to enter heaven which has not been done by the creature, either in our will, or at least in order to do it. Since creation came out of the eternal fiat, our will, jealous, allows no act to enter the celestial fatherland, which is not passed through its own fiat. Oh! If all knew what will of God means, and that all the works, even those which appear to be good but are empty of it, are works empty of light, empty of value, empty of life. And works without light, without value and without life do not enter into heaven. Oh, how attentive they would be in doing my will in everything and forever.